This is the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
All right, I'm going to get the studio audience to weigh in on this. The studio audience of one. Good morning, Ivy. Let's try that again. Good morning, Ivy. All right, Alex, turn on mic three. There we go. All right, good morning, Ivy.
Good morning.
There we go. He's got a lot going on. We've had some computer issues this week that we've talked about a bit. But I want to ask you about this. The studio audience can weigh in on this. The cover of Time magazine for this week has Joe Biden on the cover. Go figure. Nuzzlegate. But here's the headline on the cover, the test case. Boundaries in the age of Trump. What the hell does Donald Trump have to do with Joe Biden's poor behavior with women and girls over decades?
Not sure.
Not sure what the age of Trump has nothing to do with any of this. Nuzzlegate, but
Joe Biden is sniffing everyone's hair. It's the president's fault.
Yeah, maybe.
Clearly.
Maybe he's envious and he hasn't been able to sniff the Trump hair. Maybe that's the deal. Anyhow. All right, serious story here. Serious story I'm going to read to you. Kelly Stafford, never been afraid to speak her mind on social media. Yesterday, she used the platform to announce she has a brain tumor. This article, I'm using the article from MLive as a reference here. Stafford is the outspoken wife of Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford. And she put up an Instagram post that's seen by tens of thousands of people now. She was getting vertigo and not feeling right and feeling weird and couldn't figure it out. So one of the team doctors finally said, you need to go get a CT scan of your brain, which she did. And they discovered a tumor, and it's called an acoustic neuroma, which according to the Mayo Clinic may include surgery that is performed under general anesthesia, involves removing the tumor through the inner ear or through a, quote, window in the patient's skull, which means the removal of part of the skull, obviously, to remove this tumor. Kelly writes on the Instagram post, I would be lying if I said I wasn't completely terrified of brain surgery. Anyhow, you think you have it all. Mm-hmm. You're the wife of an NFL quarterback. You have a pretty much a dream life and all these great things, and all of a sudden you don't feel right, you're getting dizzy. She was tumbling with her kids, doing somersaults and so forth, and was getting dizzy and then had vertigo and felt weird and discovers she has a brain tumor. I make jokes now and then about it. It could be a tumor, and you look at me and give me that look.
I say, don't say that, Steve.
Yeah.
I think cancer is touched by all of us, whether it's somebody that you know or someone in your family. And it's, heartbreaking anytime that you have this occur. And no one is immune to having such a thing happen. So.
And nobody's beyond the reach of such a terrible thing.
What's that?
All right. Anyhow, so they are planning on this surgery. It's going to be a few weeks out. The things that she's most concerned about, losing facial function. Losing her hearing, losing her balance. These are all possible side effects of the surgery to remove this tumor. They've been together since they met at the University of Georgia. They married in 2015. They have three kids. Twins Chandler and Sawyer are two. Hunter was born in August. So they have three young children. She's one of the most vocal and visible people that's ever been married to a Detroit Lion. So she's out there. I mean, it's part of her deal. And I give her credit for coming forward and putting herself into the...
putting it out
spotlight
there.
Sure,
absolutely, and just saying, hey, pray for me and hope that all goes well. I mean, what can you do?
Absolutely. So everything that all goes well, at any rate, looking at everything else that's going on, we were talking about, again, this Joe Biden thing is something that has me. We talked about this some, but every time one of these women comes up, now there's three or four more women that have come forward with Joe Biden, and it puts it into a place that, how many of these women can he withstand? He hasn't announced that he's running for president yet, but it's pretty clear that he intends to. The question is, can he overcome these challenges? Because let's be honest here. These challenges are coming not just from these women, but obviously his would-be opponents for the nomination to be the Democrat nominee for president. Let's be clear. They're fueling this thing.
Oh, sure. I mean, they're definitely have some impact on that. But the fact of the matter is, as we said the last few days, I mean, it is creepy. It's kind of an invasion of your personal space. And he doesn't, why does he get to get away with it on the left? And yet, you know, even just saying things and not doing things is absolutely inappropriate. But time after time after time, you can see videos of him just really being in people's personal
creepy.
Space.
Just yeah. Creepy. I don't know how else to put it. It is just flat out creepy, but it just, it I find it, because I've got this Time cover pulled up on my computer, and that's why I came back to it. And again, the test case, boundaries in the age of Trump, and I can't for the life of me figure out what in the world Donald Trump has to do with any of this.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those on the left that anything that's bad, you have to somehow figure out how to tie that to Donald Trump so you can continue to try to create this narrative that everything that Trump does is bad. Well,
I mean, yeah, he did say some really awful things.
Horrible things. Yeah.
But that doesn't make it okay for, you know, Joe Biden to do it.
No. It doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't mean that you can place blame on him either.
Yeah, the president said terrible things on a tape released by the Hollywood tape, of course, Access Hollywood. But that doesn't have anything to do with this conversation. It's a stretch, to say the least. It's incredible stretch for Time Magazine to do this, but what else are they going to do? You know, what are they going to do? Because they have nothing else. The Mueller report is over. Americans have made their decisions. Americans have moved on, which is why the Democrats are demanding that Trump turn in his tax returns. They're demanding the Mueller report gets turned in.
I have a question.
All right.
When do we go on fishing?
Well, that's a good question.
Sorry.
The steelhead are running.
Hold the fog.
Yeah, the steelhead are running. How about next week?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, we want to know where the best places are.
Well, Tim said 7 to 10 days. The Muskegon River will be good. The Grand River will be good for steelhead. I don't know. I mean, all you got to do is ask. We'll go fishing. You good?
I'm good.
All right. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.